Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin the Ezes Hashem, Shir and B'tochen, Shir number 40. We are in Perek Hey, the fifth Perek of the Chayvus Halvavus. We're talking about seven differences between the Baal B'tochen and the one who does not have B'tochen pertaining to earning a living or doing any type of Ishtadlus. And we are up to the fourth difference. V'arevi, what is the fourth difference between a trusting person and a non-trusting person? Ki abayteach be'elokim, the one who trusts in Hashem, kishi yivasa le'davar amizaynai, when he gets more money that he needs to live on, he spends it for the good purpose on what pleases Hashem. By doing it very generously, and with the goodness of his heart, like it's written in Devarei Hayamim, this is David HaMelech talking, I believe. Ki mimcha hakoil, everything comes from you. And from your hand, we give it back to you. In other words, the way you manage money. A Baal B'tochen has a whole different way of how he manages his money. If you trust in Hashem, you know that the money that you earn is not really yours. And you should manage it wisely as an agent for Hashem. It's a pikotin. What does that mean in practice? Is that if you have $1,000 a week and you only need $800 to live on, you don't give away the $200 right away, but you manage it in responsible ways. You give miser, or you put away what you need to cover future expenses, which we talked many times, that this is normal ishtadlus, the normal saving aspects, or to prudently, carefully invest. You're acting as Hashem's treasure, right? And you find that real tzaddikim were careful about their property, about their real estate, and watch their assets in a cautious fashion. Because you're holding the money of Hashem so that you don't waste it or you don't give it away. So this is one major reason, by the way, why tzaddikim are connected to their money, which sounds very, very strange. So in a deeper mystical way, in Sefer Chassidus and Kabbalah, talks about that there's sparks of holiness within your possessions that are connected to you, so it's holy. This is why Yaakov went back for his pachim katan, those small vessels, because they have kedusha in them. But on a more basic level, the idea is that you're a baal pikadon. If Hashem entrusted you with money or with possessions, even if they seem small or significant or insignificant, they have value because of the very fact that Hashem gave that to you and entrusted you with it. That's a trustworthy person. Vasher ain't nenu by Te'ah Balakim, but a person who does not trust in Hashem. Ain't nenu rayu ha'ilam v'chalasha by Yidei Parnasasei. He does not see the world and all that is in it as being sufficient for his livelihood, or v'sipik t'rachav, or to enough for his needs. V'hu chas al m'maynay, and he's emotionally attached to his money. May hashlam chayvas ha'bari v'chayis in the other menu, so he does not want to spend it on fulfilling his obligations and duties to Hashem. So he squirrels away every penny he can. And that becomes his main interest in life. And he's very unhappy if he has to part money at all. It's difficult for him to give tzedakah. He feels he's losing. And again, it's counterintuitive, but actually you are gaining. Veinu margish bo, he has no feeling. This someone who lacks betachin does not have any feeling for properly using the money. Before long, he loses his money. It's left in the possessions of others. When the money is gone, he feels bad that he didn't use it properly. That's what will happen once he loses the money. I should have used it for better things. Like Shlomo HaMelech, the wisest of all men, said, there's one who gives freely and ends up with more. The chosek miyosher achla machzer, but someone holds back from doing the right thing and he ends up with a loss. So when it comes to money matters, should a person make effort to preserve their property? 1,000%. Not to neglect it. Why? Because it's your servant of Hashem. You have to utilize it properly. You invest it properly. You don't take undue risks. And you should gladly spend part of this money on fulfilling your duties to Hashem. Because, don't say that it's yours. You're paying back Hashem. Especially when it comes to actually purchasing things that are mitzvahs, tefillin, and esrog, dalaminim, and all that. to recognize it and to appreciate it. So you thank Hashem for your bread. So you see again here, like the other reasons, this is not easy to be an Oved Hashem in this sense. But don't think it's hard to be a Jew, by the way. Rav Moshe always said that. It's not hard. So we say it's difficult because comparatively, you have to put in more effort, but it's doable. It's extremely doable. But it's an avoda. That's what it is. You have to recognize that to be a true Baal B'tochen compared to keeping mitzvahs, keeping those mitzvahs are comparatively more easy than being a Baal B'tochen and a true Eved Hashem. Because in order to be a true Eved Hashem, as commanded by the Torah as such, you have to have complete trust in Hashem and depend on Him, and to do this conscientiously with a real emunah. And that is a difficult thing. Nevertheless, despite the fact that it's a difficult thing, it's expected of every Jew. We have this within us. Kol Yisrael maminim b'nei maminim. We have this emunah deeply embedded in our hearts. And we have the ability to actualize it. So this is the idea. Rabbi Miller talks about this a lot, especially in those days. You're a farmer, and you have to labor to plow your field and to raise a crop of wheat. B'zei asapecha, with the sweat of your brow. And when he finishes his bread, and he worked so hard for, he thanks Hashem. He thanks Hashem. Hamoitzi lechem in haaretz. You, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, brings the bread off and out of the ground. That's the most difficult thing. Because you're thanking Hashem for something that you toiled over. If you just walk to the bakery and you have a couple of dollars and you buy bread or you buy a Danish and so on and so forth, so then it's easier to have a tachin. Okay, but if you make the bread yourself from scratch and you know how much effort was put into this loaf of bread, it's almost unbelievable that a person can sincerely say, I thank you, Hashem. You're the one that's mitzi lechem in the aretz. You're the one that brought the bread from the ground. Even though the farmer knew all the steps that he took to get this bread out, to get that challah at the end. He did all the work from beginning to end. And that's a harder task. When you're doing work from beginning to end and realize it's Hashem that is doing it for you with everything. So this is a very important aside. And this also gives us a lot of peace of mind. By recognizing results are in the hands of Hashem. Results are in the hands of Hashem. You have to work as if the results are happening. So you have to plant the right seeds and do all the ishtadlis, whether in your own private business or a farmer in the olden days. They needed to do what they needed to do. And at the same time, it is Hashem. So this idea of money as being a pekadim is very, very important. It's counterintuitive. But the more you give, the more you'll get, the more you'll have. The tzedakah brings the bracha to you. So that is the idea. And you find so many countless stories of people that were tight on money and they needed specific things and they davened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and they got sometimes exactly to the penny what they really, really needed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu guides us and protects us with this. So this is a very important yesod of a Baal B'tochen. To the way you manage your money when you lack or you struggle, also to be calm about it, recognizing it's all for our benefit, and when we have the money to realize it's a pikadain. And this way you avoid the pitfalls of what sometimes wealthy people fall into of becoming arrogant with their money and the power that it wields, because people respect you more or claim to respect you more. Some people feel that pain. Who's really my friend? Are they really associating with me because they think they could benefit financially from me, or do they really love me? So, but if you're a Baal B'tochen and you use the money as a pikadon and you trust Hashem and you ask Him for good friends and you do your best to be a good friend to others, then you don't worry that your money is influencing this, or that people are you know, manipulating you. You don't allow that manipulation to take place, not in a paranoid type of way, but in a calm, trusting Hashem type of way, a Baal B'tochen. And that is the key, that a wealthy person or someone that has enough, Baruch Hashem, to recognize that I will be just as humble now and just as full of B'tochen now as if I'm don't have a penny to my name, and I don't know where the next piece of food is going to come from. And no matter how much wealth you have that feeling. So this is the next difference, the fourth difference, on the spending of money and then healthy relationship that you have with money, that you recognize that it belongs to Hashem, and you're a Baal Pikadon. Ki mimcha hakoil, from you is everything, umiyatcha nesan aloch, and from the hand, it is from Hashem's hand we give it back to Him. And that you are Hashem's trustee. He is entrusting you with this money to do the service of Hashem with it. Bracha v'atzlacha.